enter a cemetery if you haven't been in a cemetery for 30 days, which does not apply to this group. That stone comes from the Zarecha Cemetery. That was brought over from the Zarecha Cemetery. It's almost all we have here, really, other than a few of the graves that were moved. That's a memorial of what was once in the Zarecha Cemetery. You can see a memorial here to Jews who died in the ghetto. Just a memorial. Something like, I don't have the exact number, on one of these tombstones it will give the exact number, 68 or 70 bodies were discovered in a pit. And there's a Jew who's alive today, he lives in Tel Aviv, a very fine Jew, from former Jew who lived in Vilna. And we will see monuments all over Vilna that this Jew put up. He came back here when he found this grave of 68 or 70 Jews, the number escapes me exactly. Came here and gave everyone a burial. We don't know their names. And here you see empty tombstones. There's tombstones with no marker on them. It just says Peinun, which is Po Nitman, or Po Nikvar, here lies buried. And he built this and gave everyone a burial. Gave every one of them a burial. We don't know their names. And take a look, you'll see some stones and a memorial stone. One Jew did this on his own. That's what you're seeing right here. His name is Epstein, Shaya Epstein. A wonderful Jew. He might even be in Vilna if he's here. Believe me, we'll invite him, if
he
Joe lets us.
He made a stone for his father and he put them all together.
Yes. We're going to go there. In case you don't realize it yet, you're standing behind the grave of the Vilna Gaon. That's what this looks like.
That is
the Vilna Gaon. I'll say much more about the Kever de Gros and the Kever de Gros, but I don't want to take too much time now. What I want you to know immediately is... the Gros was moved to this cemetery. In 1951. And I'm going to ask, while I'm talking, if you could look around. I'm looking for a grave. There has to be a grave right here next door, which is with the name Kitayevich on it. If you find it, tell me. Look around. Right here is Rabbi Shifrin. There also has to be a grave here, Kitayevich. Right somewhere surrounding the grove. I'll find it.
Shifrin's right here.
Kitayevich. Okay. 1951, the grove was moved here. We have almost no information. And there's much misinformation about who's buried here, and we're going to find out today who's buried here, really, and how the Gros got here. I told you that the permission was given to move 7 graves. This is an oral tradition. We will see 7 graves here, but no evidence. We have no writing. We don't know who did the moving, exactly when they did the moving, and the really difficult issue, which I wrestled with for many years, how did they decide which 7 graves to move from a Beis Olam of thousands of graves? They didn't move the Chayyadah. They didn't move the Be'er Gola. They didn't move the greatest Gaonim. But they moved 7. And we'll soon see that there were men and women that they moved. So we'd have to try to figure out what was the theory of selection that was used in making this decision. What's the problem? Okay. In any event, with great Mesiris Nefesh, a small committee of Jews here in Vilna at the time moved the body of the Vilna Gaon and 6 other graves to this site. How they made the decision, why they made the decision, we'll talk about it on another occasion. They did consult Reb. They consulted the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva in America at the time, Reb Elia Meir Bloch. He was informed. We have no idea what his answer was. All we know is who was really moved. And even that's not so clear. We're going to find out in a minute. Now, just to give you a sense of the kind of misinformation that goes on in Vilna today, so you'll know that